providing homes for workers. It is now the duty of God's people to roll back this reproach by providing these servants of God with comfortable homes, with a few acres of land, on which they can raise their own produce and feel that they are not dependent on the charities of their brethren. With what pleasure and peace would these worn laborers look to a quiet little home where their just claim to its rest would be recognized. The duty we owe to these persons has been referred to again and again, but no decided action has been taken in reference to it. As a people, we should feel our responsibility in this matter. Every church member should feel an interest in all that concerns the human brotherhood and the brotherhood in Christ. We are members one of another, but if one member suffers, all the members suffer with him. Something must be done, and the conference should have spiritual discernment that they may understand the privileges and comforts which these worn-out workers need and deserve.